Hi, and welcome to Wendelicious at Goal. I am your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. I recently lost 48.5 pounds and reached my goal weight using the Weight Watchers program, and I'm currently working my way through maintenance on the road to becoming a lifetime member. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers, though I will be talking about the Weight Watchers program for the majority of the time. So, let's dive in for the week. First question, how did this week go for me? Well, not so great at the scale. I was up 2.4 pounds this week. Ugh. Well, my leader assured me this is normal during maintenance. Ups and downs are normal because maintaining is harder than losing. And I believe it. I've been in weight loss mode for so long, and it's hard to change. As I mentioned last week, I did put my mode on my app, my Weight Watchers app, back to weight loss. I took it out of maintenance and put it back into weight loss mode. And I've decided I'm going to work the program that way and just add a few more weeklies in to what I eat for the day. I never really used more than half of the weeklies anyway, so I should be fine if I just, you know, add a few more weeklies in just to make sure I'm eating enough. So what else contributed to this week's gain? Well, last night we got takeout from our favorite pizza place. I didn't eat pizza though, but I did eat a breadstick and some fried potato wedges with honey mustard dip. Yeah, probably not the wisest choices on the night before weigh-in. All that sodium might have contributed to the weight gain this morning. So another issue I continue to have is snacking in the middle of the night. I have an elderly dog who gets up a few times during the night to go outside. And while I'm up with her, I find myself dipping into the pantry and eating carby things. It's always carby things, like bread, a couple of slices of bread, crackers, things like that. So I got to figure out a way to make that stop. I'm pretty sure that's really piled on the points. Just from stupid middle of the night eating. I'm not really sure why that's happening. I'm totally not hungry in the middle of the night. I know they say that you tend to eat if you're tired, you're bored, you're angry. So I'm definitely tired at 3 a.m. So that's probably what it is. Otherwise, the last few weeks have found me sort of slipping back into some old bad habits. So I've been letting Sunday, which is my weigh-in day, become sort of a cheat day by relaxing my tracking rules and kind of letting things slip. And maybe I'll just have this, you know, little piece of cake. I won't count it. You know, it's Sunday. Who cares? So I also decided a few times just don't track a few things because I didn't want to see my weekly points dip down. Why, Wendy? You're not fooling when you do that. You're fooling yourself, or at least you're trying to fool yourself, and that doesn't really ever work out. So basically this week I learned again that I can't really give myself a cheat day, because inevitably a cheat day turns into a cheat week and I can never catch up. You know, we get to like Thursday or Friday and it's like, all right, I'm just going to be good Thursday and I'm going to be good Friday and I'm going to be good Saturday and drink a lot of water and I won't eat any sodium and then maybe I'll be okay on Sunday. I mean, that's really not sustainable or conducive to weight loss. You know, it's just a kind of maddening pattern. So I'm going to try to break myself out of that pattern, really just get on track and focus. But all these things that I've said that kind of contributed to my weight loss this week, I say them not as excuses, but as owning the behavior publicly. Accountability is very important for me, and I imagine it's pretty very important for you too if you're trying to lose weight. So this is why I go to meetings versus doing the Weight Watchers program online only. I need to step on that scale every week in front of a real live person, and it's always a nice person. There's never any judgment. A real live person who will take note of my weight, write it down, put it in my little success story book so it's there in black and white. It's real and I own it. Now, my leader reminded me this week too, just how important it is to come every week and be accountable. If you start missing meetings and slipping away, you are gone before you know it and that weight comes right back on. That's what's happened to me every single time. So I have no intention of ever going back to the way I was, and that is why you will find my butt in a green chair every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And you know, I find sitting here at this microphone talking to you makes me accountable too. I would never open this microphone and lie to you. So I gotta live the truth so I can share it with you. Anyway, I am recording this on Sunday, which is my weigh-in day. And so far, I'm recording this about 6:30. It's before dinner. I have so far not strayed from the program. Yay, one day of success. I've counted everything I've eaten so far today, and my dinner is already planned and tracked. And I've even tracked most of my meals for the week already. I'll talk about more of that in a bit. So I'm really looking forward to this week. It's going to be a great week. I'm really excited about it. So let's dive into our topics here. There were a couple of great topics that came up at the meeting last week, and that I've been giving it some thought over the past few days, over the past week, that I'm going to, you know, want to share with you. So the first question that came up was, what do you wish someone had told you when you were new to Weight Watchers? And I think this is such a great discussion question. When it came up in our meeting room, I actually glanced across the room and I noticed a new member. It is January. There's lots of new members now. I glanced across the room and I noticed a new member opening up and starting to read her new program materials. And I got so excited for her because I remember the day I started. I mean, I started many times. So I remember those days that I started. And it was always so exciting. It seemed like a whole new world of possibilities was opening up to me. And honestly, it was. So I think I'd offer that piece of advice to anyone new to Weight Watchers or any other program. Just be excited. Be open to new things, new possibilities. Just, you have your whole life ahead of you and you have this whole journey ahead of you. And really, you got to enjoy it. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. So for people who've been on the program a while, it is possible to get that new feeling back. My advice is to dig out your new member materials if you still have them. And if you don't have them, go back to your center, go back to your leader, ask for new ones at your next meeting, and basically just start over. Pretend you're a brand new member this week like it's week one. Go back to weighing and measuring and tracking like it's your job. I know that after a while, your good habits tend to slip away and your portions start increasing bit by bit until you're eating 2 servings, really. Maybe you don't even know it, and you're only tracking 1 serving, and then you wonder why you gained this week. It happens to me. It happened to me hard this week, as I mentioned, 2.5 pounds. Oof. So I find it extremely helpful every few months, drag out the week one stuff, look it over, reread it, refresh your memory as to what the program's all about, look for some new recipes or some new meal ideas or some new combinations of things, or read some of the helpful tips that other members share in those meeting materials. Just get back to basics. It really does help. It really, really just refreshes everything for you and kind of lets you push the reset button and just start over and start fresh and kind of forget about all the bad stuff that's been happening and just, you know, say, okay, this is my new day one. I'm moving forward and it's going to be great. So the other thing I wish that someone had told me at the beginning of this all was to be patient with myself. It took me a little over 2 years to lose 50 pounds, 48 and a half, but you get the idea. So that's about 0.5 pound a week. And I know that some folks might consider that slow. I don't care. I know we want this extra weight to fall off us immediately. And I see people and I read about people on Connect who are so disappointed when they only lose 1 pound a week. That first week on program, sure, you could probably lose 3 to 5 pounds, maybe even more. But let me tell you right here that that rate of weight loss is not sustainable or healthy. Weight Watchers and any doctor will tell you that if you're in a weight loss program, you can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week on the program. And that's what Weight Watchers says right in their program materials. You can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week on the program if you follow the program. So why are we not satisfied with that? Probably a lot of reasons, but because we're an instant gratification society and we want that weight gone now. But really, you have to be patient with yourself and be patient with the program. And I'm going to be honest, some weeks you might gain. It happens. It happened to me. It happened to me a lot. Life happens, but don't let it derail you or make you forget why you're doing this in the first place. Just don't quit. And when you feel like quitting because that scale isn't moving fast enough, or you gained 1 week or whatever, go get that piece of paper that you wrote your why on last week. Look at it again. You still want that, don't you? Of course you do. So look at it. Absorb it. Just don't quit. You are worth it. You are worth this little bit of frustration that is going to pass. I promise it will pass. It always does. Just remember your why. Get yourself back in the game. Get your head straight. Get back on the program. It's going to pass. That weight loss, you just leave it in the rearview mirror. And you're going to move forward and you're going to get there. So here's the other question that came up in the meeting. What does your typical day on freestyle look like? Another great question, because you always get ideas from other people. So my typical day actually starts the night before. After I clean up from dinner, I get my breakfast prepared for the morning. Now, I almost never eat breakfast at home. I usually make something that I can heat and eat at my desk at work, or something that I will eat in the car. Probably not the best idea, but that's what works for me. So then I get that ready, get my breakfast prepped for the morning, and I portion out the snacks I want to eat. Now, if I've been a good girl, my snacks will already have been portioned out into snack bags and containers on Sunday night, which is my meal prep day. So after I record the show tonight, I'm going to go make dinner and then get my stuff prepped out and weigh out all my almonds and my little crackers, and my granola. So then again, my Sunday, if it goes according to plan, I will also select my pre-portioned lunch option from what I've got stashed in the fridge or the freezer. I do a lot of meal prep on Sunday. I promise I will do a Sunday meal prep show soon. I have really a lot of good tips on that. So also, I have my calendar on my phone programmed to send me a reminder every night to track my food for the next day. That way everything is set for tomorrow and I can plan at night rationally when my mind is calm and I'm not hungry. It's after dinner. So when that reminder pops up around 9:30, which is pretty close to my bedtime, so I'm ready to wind down. I go into my app, I plug everything in, and I make adjustments as necessary. Some nights I get very excited because I can fit in a glass of wine with dinner tomorrow. Some nights I can squeeze in a dessert. And some nights, some wild and crazy nights, and in reality, not that often, I get excited because I know the next day I can have wine and dessert. Yeah, hold me back. Like I said, doesn't happen very often. So in the morning, I pack all my food for the day, except my dinner, of course, into my lunch bag. Now that bag is big, I won't lie. I have my water bottle that I fill up, pack that in there. I've got my lunch, an ice pack for everything. I've got my snacks. I usually have an apple, some veggies, some dip, a little PB2, which is that powdered peanut butter mixed with a little water. So I have that to dip with my apples, maybe some almonds, a string cheese. Pack all that into my bag. Like I said, it's real big and it gets heavy. So then I pack that all in and then I'm on my way to work. So since I've measured, counted, and tracked everything that's in that bag, I know that I can eat everything in there and have not one ounce of doubt it's all on my tracker. Plus, I save a lot of money on lunch since I rarely go out for lunch anymore. And that whole going out for lunch is a whole other minefield anyway. So I try to avoid that and not set myself up for disaster. So I always pack my lunch. So what do I typically eat in a day? Well, for breakfast, I have about four things that I have in a regular rotation that I have on hand all the time. I make yogurt with some mashed bananas. It's the Greek yogurt, 0 points. I have some berries. And then a little bit of granola. So that's one thing, yogurt with bananas, berries, and granola. Then I enjoy these protein bars. The brand is Think Thin. They're 6 points for a bar. I enjoy the chunky peanut butter flavor. So that protein bar is one of my options, but that's mostly for the days that I have morning meetings outside the office, and I'll eat it in the car ride to my meeting. Another option is some steel cut oatmeal. I make that on a Sunday night. I'm doing some tonight. Make enough for the week. I add some mashed bananas in it for sweetness, or chop up a couple of apples in there, steel cut oats, a little bit of almond milk. Make it with almond milk. Or my other option is a vegetarian sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich. Obviously not real sausage. I have the Morningstar Farms veggie sausage. So I'll make that sausage sandwich. That's if I have a little bit more time in the morning to actually make breakfast. I try not to do that too often, as I'm always running late. That's just the story of my life. I usually don't have time to make myself a breakfast. So those are my options that are in a pretty regular rotation. And those range anywhere from 2 points for the yogurt and the berries to 6 points for that sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich. And for lunch, I either have leftovers from dinner the night before, or a portion of a casserole or something that I prepped on Sunday. So maybe about anywhere from 6 to 10 points. Then for dinner, I try to do something creative because I love to cook. And if any of you have been on my website, wendelicious.com, you'll see that my website previous to starting this podcast was a food blog. So I've just been passionate about food forever. I love to cook, love to eat, obviously. But anyway, so I like to do something creative because I do love to cook. And I'm a vegetarian, and I am constantly trying new recipes that I find online. There are a ton of great sources for vegetarian and vegan recipes if you do that. Hey, listen, even if you're not vegetarian, you know, meatless meals are starting to become a trend, like Meatless Mondays. And it's, you know, plant-based foods are always a little better for you. And there's, you know, kind of a movement to try to get people to eat more plant-based foods. So, you know, think about it if you can do that. To go online, look for vegan recipes, vegetarian recipes. But no matter what I eat, I'll add a fresh vegetable. My latest favorite is Brussels sprouts roasted, and maybe a salad to round out the meal. I kind of hate salad, but I do like arugula with olive oil and a little lemon. So that's usually my choice. And dinner is around 7 to 12 points. So of course I choose my breakfast based on what I want for dinner. If my dinner's high in points, then I'm going to go for the 2-point yogurt. If my dinner's like 4 or 5 points, then I'll have room for that breakfast sandwich. So I have a lot of fun mixing and matching my menus, playing around with points combinations, moving meals to different days, and planning ahead for nights when I know my husband is going to want to order pizza. Pizza night is why weekly points exist. So got to plan for it. Got to have the pizza. But you know, if you plan for it, if you know it's going to happen, then you can fit it right in. So, but that tends to be a high point night, like 2 slices of pizza is 13 points. And that's only leaves me 10 points for the rest of the day. So I got to be careful and just, you know, plan accordingly, but you can do it. So I'm fooling around with my tracker all the time, moving meals around, swapping out foods for lower point ones, because occasionally I do eat things that I didn't plan for. I really treat my meal planning like a game, like finding the right combination of meals that add up to the number I want for the day and for the week. And can I have some wine? Well, and that's what I like about this program. It's totally flexible. Now, my life never goes according to my plan, so it's really nice that freestyle can roll with the punches. And this is probably a topic for another show, my weekly meal planning and food shopping strategy. I food shop on Saturdays, so I'm ready to go on Sundays with my food for the week. Like I said, I find a few good recipes online. I do have some old favorites that I keep around, and I put together my list of the things I want to eat for the week. On Sundays, I batch cook a few things, a pot of beans or rice, maybe some slow cooker onions, maybe some soup. Like I said, I'm doing some steel cut oats this week. And then I wash and I cut up my fruits and vegetables for snacks. Yeah, another show topic could be how carrots are the worst snack imaginable. Carrots and ranch dip are the worst. Discuss. Anyway, getting my menu together on Sunday is essential for me, and it really sets the tone for how organized my week is going to be. I also use a dry erase board on my fridge to remind myself of the recipes I want to make. Plus, to remind me about what stuff I've got stashed in the freezer, because I've always got, you know, some sort of meal that I made weeks ago that I put in a freezer container and it's now in the bottom and I forget it's there. So if I write it on the board, I remember. And meal planning will be a show topic coming up soon, I promise. So your homework for the week, go find your week 1 materials and read them again. Maybe twice. pick out a new meal or recipe and incorporate it into your week and find a tip or a trick or an idea in those materials and try that out too. And maybe try pre-tracking your food for a day or two. Give it some thought the night before, put it in your app or your tracker, and bam, you can wake up and not wonder what the heck you're going to eat today. It makes your life so much easier. And your other homework is to please send me an email and let me know what's going on. I want to hear what's motivating you, what's keeping you going. Send me an email. The email address is whendeliciousradio@gmail.com. And that's WENDALICIOUS radio@gmail.com. And if you say it's okay, I will share your email on next week's show. Like I said before, like I keep saying, if you're thinking about it, if you have a question, there's definitely somebody else who has a question too. And I'm sure that you have a great idea that will be helpful to somebody else. And we are all in this together. So share your ideas. I'm sure somebody else can benefit from them too. So here's my little food tip for the week. I was scrolling through Connect on the Weight Watchers app the other day, and I saw a post for a chocolatey dessert idea. I'm kind of sick of chocolate pudding, so this one seemed really interesting. It's a half a cup of plain non-fat yogurt, the 0 point kind, mixed with a couple of teaspoons of sugar-free chocolate instant pudding mix, also 0 points, mix that together, and top it with a third of a cup of the Kashi Golin chocolate crunch cereal. What a great idea. It was totally delicious and it really satisfies that chocolate craving. I did find, though, that I had to thin out the yogurt and pudding mix. When I mix it together, I had to thin it out a little bit with some water, so because it thickens up really, really well, and Greek yogurt's already pretty thick, so they had to thin it out a little bit to get to the right consistency. But it was really tasty, and you can play around with it a little bit. I think next time I'll add maybe a few drops of almond extract or tablespoon of maybe some flavored coffee creamer. I have some amaretto stuff in the fridge, so maybe I'll add that next time. Or, you know, possibly use a different flavor of pudding mix. Butterscotch happens to be my personal favorite, so that is a good possibility. I will post that snack idea on my website, which is wendalicious.com, WENDALICIOUS.com. Well, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad you're out there. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share with your friends. I'd love to have them hear me too. And also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Google Play. Yes, I am available on all of those platforms now. So leave me a rating and a review and tell your friends about me. Your reviews will help more people find me and get the same motivation and inspiration that you're getting. Sharing is caring after all. Again, don't forget to drop me a line. Tell me how you're doing. WhenDeliciousRadio@gmail.com. I really want to hear from you. Well, special thanks to my friends Matt and Carl and their band Pinnacle for my show's groovy theme music. Have a great week, everyone, and meet me back here next Monday. Let's do this.